Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Robert-Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson Bowman Lombardi, fashionista, bio babe, Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who never walked a sideline, and co-founder and co-host of Culture Club HTX. So welcome. I'm here with my beautiful, brilliant, blessed, beloved bestie. I didn't say any of the two words.
No, but you didn't say, you also didn't say bio babe.
She did.
I did.
Oh, okay.
I said bio babe.
I was too busy laughing.
You're too busy waiting for me to call you black and bossy, which I decided not to do today.
Oh, but you just did.
But you didn't even notice.
I did notice.
Okay. So who are you?
Siobhana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the other co-founder, executive producer.
That's cool, don't you think?
That is. Eight Wonder of the World. And then someone gave me a new title recently. What did they say?
Can't remember.
I don't know, but the parliamentarian, I can remember.
Yeah, I know.
We know. I love to say, look how you do. I say that and you get all weird. Anyway.
Well, it is weird to need one.
Isn't it?
But how lovely to have one.
Hello. You're welcome. Coach Nelson, we're in your corner.
Oh, my goodness. And
give
there's
us all the
so much to talk about. So we have a script, but we're going to start out.
You might be mad at me on the Texans part, but go ahead. We're going to start with the Rockets.
Well, we're starting with the Rockets. Congratulations to the Rockets. I think by now everybody knows we record on Thursday afternoon. So last night, the Rockets eked out a fabulous win over the Los Angeles Lakers, and they're coming back to play here Friday night. So let's cross our fingers and hope that by you hear this show, when you hear it, they've won the sixth and they're going back to L.A.
Crossing all fingers.
Right. Crossing all fingers. Legs, we were supposed fingers, to have the most incredible guest today. My dear friend T. Eason, whose son Tari Eason has just torn it up for the Rockets. And I'm so thrilled. So she, of course, is in Los Angeles. So I said, okay, if you're not coming, you have to send me a quote. So she sent me two quotes that were about her, but I'm going to read them all to you because they're great. Okay. And finally, she said what I wanted to hear. She says, the first quote, the most strongest, the most powerful, and the most dangerous creature on this whole earth is a woman who knows how to think. Ain't nothing she can't do.
Amen.
Then she tells me that's actually a quote by Mr. Richard, who taught me how to play tennis and who happens to be the father of Venus and Serena Williams.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, that was his quote.
That's
here's
awesome.
Her another one. She says, here's another cool one that says, nobody knows the athlete better than the person who raised them. Well, and that is she. And she is officially the momager of Tari.
Yes.
She manages him and she's a mom. But then she finally says to me, best thing I can say in all caps, I am so proud and further grateful. Go Rockets.
Oh, good.
So, T, go Rockets. We hope to see you at Game 7. How's
there you
that?
Go. There's that. Now, let's talk about our actual story.
Okay.
Magical.
Well, let's going to talk a little about, what's happening
the actual story.
Yeah.
So, the NBA, they've decided, they have this big meeting with the owners, and they would like to basically penalize, punish if you lose.
Yeah, they're tanking, yes.
Yes. So what do we think about this?
Well, it's gotten really bad this year as of late because of you have healthy players, top-tier players that are being told...
Don't
play at all. They're being healthy scratched from the lineup in different moments.
Oh my God, this makes so much sense now.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, who MVP caliber player, said he was ready to come back from injury, and the team, they were obviously out of the playoff chances at that point. They didn't play him. So it's like different things like that kept happening. Other lineup decisions, players, again, only maybe playing 20, 25 minutes. I think it was the Utah Jazz that, it could be wrong about the team, but it was a team like that that held out their best players the entire fourth quarter of a game that they were winning and then mm-hmm. they lost. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been some really questionable decisions done by teams this year, and this is the NBA's way to maybe counteract that mm-hmm. by penalizing them in a way to where you don't automatically get the best chance to get the number one pick in the draft.
So that's the bottom line. That's what it's about. So if mm-hmm. you, the worse your record, the higher your draft,
the better
pick.
Chance. Yeah.
And so teams are basically trying to game the system. Like, okay, let's just lose. If we don't make, we have no playoff
right,
chance.
Might
let's
well
keep
lose
losing.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Lose a lot.
Right. Let's.
And so it's wow. gamesmanship.
Yes.
And that's kind of BS.
Yeah. Well, it's BS when how much are tickets? Like 100, you know, it's not like a cheap thing. And you go to, you use your hard earned money to go see Giannis, to go see Bam, to go see all these different players. And then they're on the sidelines sitting
so
and not
I
even for an injury.
To game, I guess it was 4 or 3 here in Houston, the Rockets and the Lakers. Mm-hmm. And just on a whim. And I was about to leave, so I was like, this kind of sucks. Like, both mm-hmm. teams were kind of like, meh. And then at the very last minute, here comes LeBroning, which, you know, we can expect that. And then the Lakers win, you know, in the last 30 seconds in mm-hmm. overtime. But I was thinking to myself, I know they're better than this. Like, does that make sense? Mm-hmm. It almost felt like everyone was just lollygagging to wait to the very end to make it more dramatic. And I'm not surprised that they won, because mm-hmm. did Kevin Garnett come back? Was he playing?
Kevin Durant. Durant.
No, he's still not.
He's still out.
Stuff like that. You're like, what is really happening?
Well, in this,
well, the Rockets can't want to throw it. Why would they be?
No,
holding?
Not now. But I mean, yeah. just in general, like this idea of not, let's not give it our all and mm-hmm. like just sort of, I don't know, phone it in a little bit.
That may be more in the regular season for sure. But it depends on the team, the type of team, and everything.
But I think playoffs, y'all, come on. People want to go to game. It's beneficial mm-hmm. to everybody to go to game 7.
For sure.
So it's like this game, like, oh, we kind of lose a little bit, play a little, and to go to, all the way to the end makes it more dramatic.
Kind of, yes. But with the Lakers, they can't, like, play around with that because at that point, they still don't have Luka Doncic. And mm-hmm. at that time, they didn't have Austin Reeves. Mm-hmm. So they've lost the 2/3 of their offense of strength.
Yeah.
So they got to go at it. And that team is just, it's propelled by LeBron right now. Mm-hmm. But the rest of that team is like, I wouldn't, like, Luke Kennard is not starting for a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Jackson Hayes is not starting for a lot of teams. And you're depending on DeAndre Ayton, who has been better as of late, understanding his role, but not nearly as good as his number one pick status that he was at mm-hmm. one point. So
go ahead.
I just want to know, what do you think? You think the Rockets are going to make it to 7 and win? What do you think?
They're going back to L.A.?
No, yeah,
they're
coming 7. Back. They're coming here for 5-6, which is yeah. Friday night.
And then they go back.
They go back. I'm honestly surprised they've gotten it to game 6.
Nobody listens to me. It's gamesmanship, people. Keep going.
And you may very well be
I
right,
just think
but
so.
That's
I think
very
it's just
disappointing.
This is how people act, lovely. I'm telling you, this is how they act. Anyway, so you think what? You think no? You don't think they're going to win?
I think if Durant is back, there is a chance that they definitely can win.
Let's bet $20 he's going to be back.
Oh, okay.
He's going to come
back. All right.
Who's going to bet that? I'm not betting against you. I know so much better than to do
I'm
something
like
that.
I just think he's going to come back in this magical watch. Okay.
I hope so. Yeah,
of course,
I hope
everybody
so.
Does. You and Adam Silver. Is it Silver or Silverman?
Adam Silver, yeah.
He wants him too.
We all want him.
All right, so what else is... Okay, the Texans.
Okay. Oh, can we talk about baseball boyfriend Scott first before the Texans so I don't get upset and then have to read this?
Okay.
So baseball boyfriend Scott, once again, is phoning it in. And it's sort of a ditto from last week.
Talk about gamesmanship.
Well, he's really phoning it in because he's at the Boston Red Sox... Astros game.
We should call him.
And it's a doubleheader, and they already lost the first one. So they're ahead in the second as we record.
Baltimore Orioles.
They're at Baltimore?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's going to the Red Sox game. When is
Oh, that? That's later today or something.
That's what he said he was going to the Red Sox.
Astros and Baltimore Orioles are playing currently.
Well, when are the Astros playing the Red Sox? If he
I don't
says
know.
He's going tonight.
I don't know.
Hey,
maybe he doesn't know.
BB,
either way, what did he
whatever.
Say?
Where are you, Scott? I mean, he sent me this ridiculous schedule until the middle of May or something. Anyway, that's beside the point. Here's what he has to say. A brutal April comes to a close this week, and so far the Astros season has been a story of too many and not enough. Mm. Too many players on the injured list and not enough pitching. Both factors are related. Half of the Astros' league-leading 16 players on the IL are pitchers. Mm. 60% of their starting rotation is on the IL, including their ace, Hunter Brown. Ooh. The Astros spent time and money in the offseason to beef up their pitching staff. But while all of the added pitchers had potential, most were unseasoned, and so far they have not proven to be very good. The lack of healthy, quality starters has meant that the bullpen has been overworked mm-hmm. and ineffective. And to make matters worse, the previously reliable Brian Abreu has been so bad that Espada is now afraid to put him in high leverage situations. It's early yet, and the Astros are in a weak division, which they're the bottom of. They're the bottom of the whole league, if I'm correct. But right now, mentality. The signs are troubling. It's not that the Astros' good players are playing poorly. In fact, their offense has been very good. But good players don't win games when they are injured. And even worse, the young and inexperienced players the Astros hoped would contribute this year so far haven't panned out. And a lack of talent is hard to fix. Dot, 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 dot. Matt, stand by. Let's see what he has to say next week.
Also, the pitcher that they made a big play for in free agency from Japan, he's been struggling not just with baseball, with adjusting to America.
Yeah.
And that's been...
Who wouldn't be?
Right.
Well, that's the thing. Most of the other players have been able to do that. So he's the first one that's been really it's really bad for him in a lot of ways. So it's a struggle in so many areas, and I would be concerned if I'm Joe Espada at this point. Phillies have already let go of their manager. The Red Sox have already let go of their manager.
We're not going to keep them all season, are we?
If it keeps going like this, I wouldn't expect so.
What is Dusty doing? Will he come back?
I don't think so. I don't know what he's doing.
Get Dusty out of retirement?
Are you kidding?
Dust off Dusty.
That's exactly what I have to say. Why he left, I'm not sure. I didn't understand that one either.
I think he wanted to retire. Well, you know what? I don't know. But what I do like, and I do agree with baseball boyfriend Scott, a lack of talent is hard to fix. And speaking of your beloved.
Which one?
Texas.
Oh, you're not happy. Well, I do love this.
Okay,
Texans aren't letting their heartbeat walk. Aziz Alshaier, I like him, is locked in through 2029. And so is Will Anderson. We talked about that last week.
Yep, we did. Yep.
So we're paying attention to maybe, protecting our little quarterback.
Well, no, except for he's on defense.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay, so that didn't really help.
I guess Dallas wanted Aziz.
What do you have to say about this?
Well,
why do you think he's asking him? Don't you think I know?
No, I think you are overly optimistic.
Oh, here we come.
Okay.
The gloom of the Texan season. Yes,
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're coming off the draft, of course, and it's an okay draft, but I still, it's even after the draft, even after free agency and everything, I still have concerns about protecting
about the O-line.
One of the articles from The Athletic listed all the team needs after the draft. Mm-hmm. What did they have for the Texans? Offensive line. It's still a big concern. They did make a great pick in the defensive tackle that they got.
Where'd he come from?
Caden McDonald from
Ohio State.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
That was
Go get the Ohio State guys. Literally 3 years. We've been on 2 years. So for two, definitely, but longer.
You saw how she got to her Asian birthday?
Mm-hmm. What would you say?
Our Asian birthday. 3 years. Yep. Keep going, Magical.
But the defensive tackle, Caden, he's a very strong run stopper. So that, and just adding to that defense is going to be incredible.
Yeah, that's defense.
But that's defense. The offensive lineman that they drafted in the first round was a bit of a reach, and they traded up for him. So it's you could have probably waited a little bit, but whatever. We'll see how they gel in the offseason and in, offseason workouts and all that.
So one of the things they did, and this is where, Lovely, you're going to maybe a little bit upset. So the Texans, they traded up to protect CJ. So CJ is not going anywhere. He's here. And allegedly, this Kalen Rutledge person, I just don't know that. I mean, you were just talking about this. I just don't know that that's going to matter that much.
He he's a solid player, but again, it's the
we don't need solid. We need extraordinary.
We need extraordinary. But where, to be fair, where they were drafting at, they weren't necessarily going to get one of the top tier guys from the draft.
They started low.
But still, the guy that the guy you just mentioned, he would probably have been available a little bit later had you waited. And like, I don't know why. I think what was the difference?
Like, stuff about him. They were surprised he didn't go earlier.
Yeah,
he was going like the first night or something.
He was a Georgia Tech, ACC select.
He's solid. Like, don't get me wrong.
So he's one of these bebop hop around guys. He transferred after 2 years from Middle Tennessee State.
College is a whole.
If you play really well,
the
whole thing is like insane.
So the prediction is: so everyone has said, you included, Lovely, that the reason that we ended where we did is because CJ was pressured, hurried, exposed, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And now, with these additions and retention of good talent, that should make a difference.
It should on paper, but we thought that last year.
What did Baseball Boyfriend Scott say? What did he say? What was his quote? What did he say about talent?
Do it without talent.
Lack of talent is hard to fix.
Yeah,
it is.
So we'll see. Lovely, what are you? You have the final word on the Texans.
Final word on the Texans. Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Come on, guys. This is season 25, I guess. It is.
Yeah.
The first season was 2002. So if you count all the seasons, 26 is the 25th season. They do believe in Asian birthdays.
See?
They count the year that you're born.
We're aligned there.
So for their 25th anniversary, I just think we can get to the Super Bowl.
That would be lovely.
Or even through the first round of playoffs. How would that be?
What needs to happen is people seem to start throwing down on folks, but nobody's going to do that. Everyone's trying to be too nice. Anyway, we probably should take a break.
We'll be back.
Bye. I'm from Houston, Texas, home of the Texans. Houston, Texas, home of the Texans. At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now it's time to talk some business with Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavonna Robert Schreiber inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
And we're back.
Hi.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Bowman Lombardi. What am I?
The fashionista.
Fashionista, bio babe, Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach you never walked a sideline.
Like, remix your intro.
I do. I have to remix it depending on where I am. And I also have to change voices because, once again, this is business. We're talking
that's the
business
voice.
And this is the business voice. And of course, I'm going to go off before we start our script on two things. But first of all, let me introduce my beautiful, blessed, brilliant, bossy and black.
Oh, God.
You didn't like it when I left it out, so.
Shavonna Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the executive producer, the eighth wonder of the world, the parliamentarian. That job is very, very difficult every single week.
But well, it's going to be worse right now because I'm going to throw in two things you weren't expecting. First of all, the Kinder Houston Area Survey came out Monday, which is one of the most important things we do every year. I think this is the 40th year of it. They meant to do it one time, and every year it's more important.
Barry Mandel told me about this.
He was there. I saw him.
Okay, yeah.
I did see him. It was extraordinary because last year was sort of the transition year from Dr. Kleinberg, who's brilliant.
And retired.
He retired. Mm-hmm. And so now they have the Kleinberg Award.
Okay.
You know, but so this year, Dr. Kleinberg's replacement and one of the data scientists two of them introduced it, and they were absolutely great, animated, and boiled it down to, first of all, what Houstonians are concerned about, the economy. Well, hello, it's the economy, stupid. Well, no, it wasn't. Economy, crime, obviously. I don't think immigration was up there either. The one thing, though, they compared everything going on and things that Houstonians are concerned about at two levels, $150,000 income and a $25,000 income. And everything, no matter what, and there were literally 11,000 respondents, mm-hmm. I think.
Oh, wow. That's a good sample size.
It was a big sample, yeah. But what it came down to in Houston was community creates happiness. So that's the first time we've actually seen that at every single survey question, from the finance to the, you know.
Yeah, that's been whatever, our experience.
Where people live where there's community or they
feel like they can create community.
They feel like they can do so much more, whether they're at 25 or 150. And that brings me to something phenomenal that's going on in our town. And it's a little bit of community and business. But people trying to book events for the fall of 26 and spring of 27, everything's booked. The rooms are booked. And I think it's part of people wanting to come back out, be together. Everybody's having an event.
Oh,
where
interesting.
Before they were going, there's too much. So I think that's really, really interesting. And I think it's important to know what's ahead for us.
So it sounds like which makes sense, right? A resurgence of being connected, being in community.
Humanity.
And creating
in the middle of all this
experiences
AI.
Together,
yeah.
right? So like you said, if you're in community, then you're experiencing something.
Yeah.
In said community. Okay, that's interesting, lovely.
So why don't you take this
about
other story?
Artemis? So Artemis II made history. So now, I don't know about this, but now the story is NASA is in this race to beat China to the moon. So everyone knows all the hype about Artemis and its first lunar flyby in more than 50 years. That was the big hype all month, really. And they did it, and then they came back, and everything's all good. And apparently,
we're going back.
Yeah, it's cool.
Again.
Everybody's good.
And you got to wait 2 years. I don't understand why, but
yeah,
early.
Well, probably if it's expensive, and I think just it's not the easy. I would go.
Iron is hot.
I'm like, I'll go back. So anyway, so they're scheduled for another one in late 2027. It won't land on the moon, but it will test the docking station between NASA's Orion spacecraft and the commercial lunar landers, which were built by SpaceX, your favorite, and Blue Origin. Okay. Oh, good. You did good. Okay. And Blue, I was waiting. I'm like, anyway. Oh, you didn't hear me. Even better. Okay. So.
Well, SpaceX, I heard it.
And you just kept it together?
What am I supposed to
so
do?
So Artemis 4 will be the first actual moon landing mission, and that's targeted for early 2028.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that this is good. How do you feel about this? Will you go, lovely, if they invite you?
I'm not going to the moon. You know, I almost don't go to New York. You know, I'm barely going to Europe anymore. You know what I mean? I am going to be a white knuckle flyer till I die, even though I'm the widow of a fighter pilot who broke the sound barrier.
You're
it's
not
just
going to
my
the
thing.
You're not
I'm
going
not
the
going.
No. So the whole China, U.S.
My dad would love it. What happened to Russia in this thing? I thought it was them.
Well, I think they're occupied. I think they have a lot of other things happening.
Oh, you
with
think
the
just ruining our lives isn't
okay,
enough?
Okay. So China is planning its own crewed lunar landing by 2030. And unlike NASA, China has already been remarkably consistent about meeting its own deadlines. Its program has already landed an uncrewed spacecraft on the moon's far side and returned samples to Earth. So this will be the focus. 2030 isn't that far away. And I just feel like there will be even more activity and talk and excitement around this, which I think is good.
Okay.
The thing that's best about this is that Axiom Space is developing the spacesuits, and we've talked about how we should help them design it.
Absolutely.
But no one has talked to us yet. Now, lovely, for this next story, I need you to like keep it together.
Our Texas power grid faces its biggest test yet, the AI data center boom. Oh, gee, we don't just have to live through a freeze. I mean, And we're paying them money to come build here. You understand that. And we're so excited that they're all coming.
So
and they're going to use all of the power.
So the actual story, the actual story is that Texas is the fastest growing data center market in the world.
Because we're letting them come here.
Not just in the state or United States of America, but in the world.
Hot dog.
And our power grid operations, ERCOT,
couldn't
famous
do it before they got here.
They're scrambling to keep up. We actually have a wait list of industrial facilities that are seeking to connect to the Texas power grid by 2030, the same year.
I don't understand
the moon.
That.
So anyway, ERCOT, in case people didn't know, Electric Reliability Council of Texas, they manage our power grid for about 90% of the state. And data centers, which power everything from artificial intelligence models to cloud storage, require massive uninterrupted electricity supplies, making them one of the most demanding customers any grid can have. So, as summer is approaching, and we will... Leslie, just don't say anything.
I'm sorry. I just read through this, and one of the points is our Lieutenant Governor, Dan Patrick, drew a clear line in the sand. I'm all in for AI and cryptos, but we cannot let it drive the rates of residences and businesses. They have to supply their own power.
So
come on down. We're going to cut you off. You figure out how to bring it in because we certainly can't support you.
Matters for the folks who are listening to the radio station. Our legislators do have an impact on all of these things, right? And so this it makes it even more important for you to be engaged and involved as a citizen and keep your eyes and ears open as to what's happening in our state.
There's a primary next Tuesday, I think. Please vote.
So just keep, summer's coming and hell, we can barely keep, can you say hell on the radio?
Yeah.
We can barely keep up just from our own demand, to your point. So this is all very interesting and it's not going to stop. So, we could have, what was that movie where it was like people are living in a desert, Mad Max? Is it Mad Max?
No, it's something I, of course, never saw.
No, but it's like, where, you have these hives that are set up with people who have all of the resources and electricity, and then everyone else is out here, like, thugging it out, trying to survive in the heat. Anyway, let's talk about our next story. This is more your speed.
One.
Yeah, okay, good.
$332 million and a decade in the making, Buffalo Bio East is being transformed.
This is great.
One of Houston's most ambitious green space projects is hitting full stride. The Buffalo Bio Partnership is actively building out its 10-year, $332 million plan to transform the east side of the bio, connecting the Greater East End and Fifth Ward to downtown Houston with new trails, parks, bridges, and cultural destinations that have long been out of reach for those communities. I am so happy. There's a Kinder Trails already open.
Mm-hmm.
It says a 1,000-foot extension. I bet it's not 10,000. 1,000-foot extension running from downtown to east to Jensen Drive, and it's 13 to 15 feet wide. It's already connecting residents to the regional trail system for the first time, with 4 total miles of new trails planned across the entire project. This is fabulous. You're going to be able to walk, run, sightsee around our entire city. And, it's just spectacular what the partnership has done about this, but opening this piece is so huge.
What's interesting is that East End and Fifth Ward are actually very close, actually in proximity to downtown, but it's been physically separate. You have the highway that runs through and all of this, so this connects, and that matters for a lot of reasons. So community residents, say they work downtown, well, maybe you don't have a car and you're using public transportation, or maybe you do have a car and you want to use public transportation, this makes all of this easier. Or bike, you want to ride your bike to work, now you can in a safe way, whereas before you might get hit by a semi. So no, I think this is great. And I think, you say we're the Emerald City. That's like your famous quote. And projects like this just further add to that. So I think this is going to be fantastic.
Well, it's just, thank you.
Thank you to the Kinder Foundation.
I got to say hello to them at the luncheon Monday and thank them. I was really thanking him for this.
Who did
survey.
You thank? We were somewhere together and you thanked somebody. I'm like, what is she talking about? What did you thank them for? Oh, I forget. But we were somewhere in our adventures, which we'll talk about in our next segment in community because we've been all around. And you thanked somebody for something. I was like, lovely. Anyway, we'll talk about it in a minute.
I'm very gracious.
You thank people.
About
You're like, thank you for being alive.
I am. I I'm going to share what I said when I got here. Magical asked me how I was, and I answered, great. Anybody who lives the great big life like I do and chooses to, that's the only answer that's acceptable. So okay. There.
And thank you for being alive.
Okay,
we're
going to
take a break.
Bye.
Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
This is Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
If he hawing, you know it's he hawing.
Yeah, I
know
you don't exactly know what you mean.
She knows exactly what
I mean. Come on, I know exactly what they mean.
Come on!
How could you not know?
Let's get back to it.
Okay. Yeah, we're back.
He hawing.
We're he hawing here.
Right.
Magical doesn't know what he-hawing
Magical,
is.
Do you really not know what he-hawing means?
I didn't know. I didn't know about he-hawing.
It's well, like, you know, having fun.
Laughing, giggling, having fun.
So you're saying every week on here on Culture Club HTX, we have a he-haw time?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. That's exactly
without a doubt. You could just describe us as Culture Club he-haw. The H is for hee-haw.
The H is for hee-haw.
No, I'm so good. I am so good.
Thought it was Houston this whole time. No.
No, it's for hee-hawing. Anyway, okay, lovely. Community.
Community.
So much.
Okay.
So much has been happening.
Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi.
Hee-haw.
Fashionista.
Queen of the hee-haw.
Hee-haw.
Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
It's all the things you go.
Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, other half of Culture Club HTX, other half of the hee-haw.
And the thing I have not been calling myself all this time.
What?
My official title,
what?
Where you are officially the executive producer.
Oh, spitballer.
I'm officially the spitballer. And we're going to spitball in this segment. So if we go off, somebody grab us, okay?
Oh, please. Okay, so let's recap all the adventures that we've had over the last week. So
it's been starting with Tickle Pink last Friday. Just
yes.
Incredible. I've never had an event with
Hurricane of Pink.
It was a Hurricane of Pink.
Yeah.
Our speaker, Brandi Sykes, people can't
stop
tearing up about everything she had to say, and she's adorable.
Yeah, she's super
and
fun.
Just, you know, huge. I think we ended the luncheon at 650,000. We were sold out, but we're still getting donations and
excellent.
Stuff. So we don't know how big we'll go. And we announced the chairs for next year's Tickle Pink Luncheon, which
right.
I'm going to shout out to.
Absolutely.
Winnell Heron, Lila Perrin, Heidi Rocket Charlie, and Brandi Sykes, our incredible
perfect.
Speaker. So we're so excited. April 30th, 2027. Put it on your calendar. There will be nothing more tickled or pinker.
Or hee-haw-ish.
Or hee-haw-ish.
Okay.
So what did we do from there? Tell me.
So then Monday. So Monday.
Monday was the Kinder Luncheon.
Was the
and
Kinder
the
Luncheon.
Forecast.
So you talked a little bit in the sports section.
Yes,
about
I did.
Okay,
but
so
it's
say
a
more.
Wonderful event that happens every year. And I think it goes back and forth between the Marriott Marquis and the Hilton. It's always 1,200 people or as many as they can get in the room. And it's been going on for 40 years.
That's crazy.
And it's
and
part
it's
of
supposed
the,
to be a one-time thing. That's
right,
the
yeah.
funnier thing.
So Dr. Kleinberg did it 40 years ago thinking it was a one-off. He was a sociologist.
Yes.
You know, at
he's
Rice.
So good.
And here we are all these years later, and now the big award is the Kinder, is the Kleinberg Award.
And the reason this is
this year
important.
It went to Charles Foster.
Oh, okay.
Which was spectacular.
Right.
And he spoke up about immigration.
The reason that the Kinder Institute and the survey are so, the whole thing is so important is because it gives us, I think, it has been giving us insights around growth, around where we need to have our areas of focus as a community. So it's not just, oh, let's go talk to people and see what they think.
Everybody depends
that.
On it.
Yes.
From the big energy companies
yes.
to the Greater Houston Partnership. Everybody doing anything in Houston
depends
on this survey because it's realistic trend.
Yes. And then Tuesday, we had on Alex and Dale for Breakthrough D1, which is the type 1 diabetes.
That's right.
So then there was a movement for a cure, which Alex and crew thank people who just were in support right. of their event. And so that was at Lux Yoga. That was super fun. That was Tuesday. Where'd you go Tuesday?
Oh, wow.
You had a community thing on Tuesday, too.
I did. Well, first of all, Monday night, I also had my extraordinary...
Oh, American Cancer Society Awards.
American Cancer Society.
Volunteer Awards.
Beyond, right? Yeah, our Volunteer Awards Summit was here in Houston, where we made gold, which is a huge awesome. Thing as, you know,
oh,
as
yeah.
a board.
They got gold. Everyone got
so
their
everybody
gold pin.
Got their gold pin Tuesday, not Monday night.
And then where'd you go
meeting.
Tuesday?
And Tuesday I was at this wonderful event called The Art of Showing Up.
Oh, that's God. Did you create it? That sounds like something
I did
you...
not, but it does, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a she space.
Oh, oh,
you
right.
know, it was
with
wonderful.
With Fadi, right?
Huh?
With Stephanie.
With Fadi and, Stephanie.
Yes.
And about... probably 40 or 50 women,
oh,
but it was lovely. It was really
Tootsie
lovely.
Sponsored.
Tootsie sponsored it.
And so, then Wednesday, we did the walkthrough for our upcoming Heart of Education Luncheon.
May 13th at the Junior League.
Then Search's annual luncheon was that day. That was, yeah, right? Search's
yes,
annual luncheon.
Yes.
And then you were at some other event on Wednesday.
And then we went to the Spring Walkabout. Thank you, Ann Deaton. Our friend Ann Deaton created this, like, 2 or 3 years ago.
It was right after COVID, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And every 6 months, there's a spring and a fall walkabout in the same place in Herman Park.
The Eastern Glades. In Memorial Park.
Around mm-hmm. the Eastern Glades. And it's just fabulous. It's always amazing women you never met before. And guess what else happened last night?
American Heart Association.
The kickoff for the heart card at Kulinskum. So you can buy a heart card anywhere now that supports it. And you get a 20% discount. And I think the shopping is supposed to be May 1st to the 10th.
Yes.
But if you know, if you're in the store today, I have a feeling.
Or they'll just pull it and ring yeah. it up tomorrow, whatever.
Well, that too. That
and
too.
Then tonight, Moral Courage at the Holocaust Museum.
Tonight is the Holocaust Museum's Moral Courage Award going to Patricia Heaton, television star. People are very excited to see her. But at lunch today.
Yes, I'm saying you had something.
I went to Heroes for Children.
So tell us about that.
So this was amazing. My dear friend David Peck, who we do the salon with, was one of the vendors at Heroes for Children. And it's shopping and a silent auction. And it's all this fabulous clothing and accessories, et cetera. But this organization was founded in Dallas by two mothers who lost their children to cancer at young ages. Mm-hmm. And they started this. And what Heroes for Children does is they support the families of the kids.
So
what's the word? Financially.
Financially.
Sorry,
yes.
I got stuck on that. Financially through the journey of cancer. Mm. So whether it's paying their rent
or medical bills,
car payments, medical bills, anything they need, they provide awesome. To the children, but they provide it by paying directly for the services. So they're, you know, I don't think awesome. They're funding with money. They're funding directly the services and there's comfort and all kinds of things. And it was one of the loveliest events I've been to in a really long time. It was small. Like,
nice.
You know, I don't know how many people there were. There was a fashion show of four survivors and their parents. You know, it was just lovely.
Oh,
it was
good.
Just lovely. So congratulations to you, Heroes for Children.
And then tonight we have our ESPN client appreciation party. So that's happening. Magical. You ready?
I'm so happy.
Had so much fun last year. And then tomorrow is the Hatching for Health. That's tomorrow night. But then there's
I am.
You said you couldn't go.
No, I didn't. I don't think I was invited. I don't know anything.
She invited us here.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe I'll go. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow night.
You have so much stuff going on.
Well, no, let's talk about tomorrow's day because we're going to talk about tomorrow and Saturday.
What's on your calendar?
Tomorrow, I'm going to the Latin Women's Initiative luncheon at the Hilton, which is the best shopping in Houston, seriously.
And tequila shots at the end, as I understand it.
Yeah, which I don't do that, but I do a lot of shopping. The Go Red luncheon is at the Post Oak tomorrow.
You're doing both luncheons?
No.
This very
on brand. The Benefiting Heart.
Okay.
And our dear friend Lara Bell's Swoon Magazine Awards, the Memorial Women of Substance, basically.
That's a luncheon?
It's also tomorrow. There's three luncheons. So Go
they're
Red.
They're all on her calendar, people.
Yeah, they're at Zaza. I think the Zaza in Memorial.
$20 she goes to more than one. Keep going. I know you. I'm like...
Well, I have a bunch of board members being honored at the Swoon luncheon.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's hard for me not to. But second, the the really, I guess the last thing I'm going to talk about, and we'll talk about it next week, is Saturday night is the first big Hobby Center gala.
Oh, yes.
You know, and the gala is there to support the initiative the Hobby Center has to bring fifth grade children to the theater.
Right.
So this year, I think they brought 40,000, but the goal is to bring all 90,000 fifth graders in Houston ISD.
Wow.
And that's what this gala is supporting.
It's pretty spectacular.
And it's being chaired by Maddie and Kincaidis, who are the superstars of our arts community. I mean, they are. They're involved in every stage in Houston. Every place has a stage named for them, and they've already agreed to do it again next year.
Oh,
so,
excellent.
You know, I really believe in that.
Like, yeah.
The continued commitment.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be a big week once again.
Once again. I feel like, you know, April, we're going into May now, was kind of a lot of things going on.
Oh, one more thing. Next week, Tuesday, is the Canned Care Luncheon.
Oh, there you go.
So it's another not miss if you can still get a ticket at River Oaks Country Club. Canned Care provides caregivers and companions for people going through cancer.
I have a new project for you. I just thought about it right now.
What do you want me to do?
I think that there should be, you know how there's a coalition for the homeless, and in that coalition, it's all the organizations who have like a specialized thing that they do. I think you, as a chairperson of the American Cancer Society, Houston, Greater Houston, should put together some sort of diagram or map that shows here are all of the different organizations that are connected in this support of either people experiencing cancer, supporting people experiencing cancer in the ecosystem.
First thing I tried to do three years ago.
I feel like this can happen.
What I really wanted was to pick the 10 that were making a difference and let them put the ancillary things out.
Well, but I just think something that shows, because there's so many organizations that are especially related to cancer in the entire, you know, sort of cancer world. But I think because there's so many, people don't always understand where to go for what. And the last thing you want to do is while you're navigating that, try to figure it all out. So that would be a good resource.
It would be a great resource and something if anybody wants to fund, we'd love to do also,
you know,
seriously,
I mean,
because the very best cancer like information line is the American Cancer Society's 800 number. There's nothing better. Mm-hmm. And you get a live person and they're an expert in whatever you're going through. But if you could go to the American Cancer Society of Greater Houston's website
and download
and
this
click
info
right away, here's what, no matter what stage you're in.
What stage?
Because the
type.
Stage is different for everybody. You just heard you've got cancer or you're finishing treatment.
Or it's your child or
whatever.
It's all kinds of things. So I just think that that.
Maybe that'll be my legacy
as I
roll off.
I think that that would be
if
great.
If I ever roll off.
We're going to take a break. Magical's like, he's enough.
If anybody has ideas about that, please.
I just gave you the idea.
I know. No, I'm saying ideas.
You mean money to fund it.
Well, I want money, but I also want how to lay it, how it makes
sense. Oh, like visually.
Yeah. If you have thoughts and you want to help.
And especially if you have money to fund it.
And especially if you have money to fund it.
Okay, let's take a break and come back with our fashion, fitness, wellness. Your favorite.
Yay. So ready. This is such a cool segment coming up. Bye.
At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
It's Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Robert-Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson-Bowman Lombardi, fashionista, and this is the Fashion Fitness Wellness segment. All the other things. Bio Babe, Coach Nelson, Spitballer, which I've been doing through
you know,
this entire
I'm thinking of a new name for you.
Oh, geez, what's it going to be?
Community Connector Extraordinaire. What do you think about that?
CCE.
That's
I like
good.
That.
Isn't that? That's a good
I
one.
Do like that. You know, I'm more than a connector. I'm an executor also.
Okay.
You know, I'll connect and then create the community.
Yeah.
Let's figure it out, because I do need a handle that people can understand.
You need an additional
instead of thinking I'm going to do everything.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So fashion, fitness, wellness. Oh, I'm Siobhana Roberts-Sharver, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the parliamentarian, the ideation person.
You really are.
The eighth wonder of the world.
Without a doubt.
Executive producer. And what's Chanel up to? They're having a moment,
this
allegedly.
This is so exciting. Chanel is having its moment. How one designer has made the world's most iconic brand even hotter. It was never hot, by the way. Fashion's most closely watched popularity tracker just made its boldest declaration yet. Chanel is the hottest brand in the world. The list, LYST Index, which measures global shopping behavior and cultural buzz across 160 million fashion consumers, crowns Chanel number one on its Q1 2026 report, released this week. It marks the very first time in the index's history that Chanel has ever appeared on the hottest brands list at all, let alone take the top spot.
Ah.
So, for newcomers,
yeah,
like them, the List Index is a quarterly fashion industry report that ranks the world's most in-demand brands and products using data from shopping behavior, social media, content creation, and AI-driven discovery signals. Think of it as the Billboard Hot 100, but for fashion houses. Chanel, founded in Paris by Gabrielle Coco Chanel in 1910, is one of the most iconic luxury brands on earth, with roughly $20 billion in annual sales, but it has been, for 1,000 years, unreachable for many.
Yes.
Okay. So Matthew Blazy officially took over as the creative director in April of 2025. And in just 1 year, he's fundamentally transformed the brand's cultural energy, drawing lines around stores where his first designs dropped and landing multiple celebrities in Chanel looks during 2026 award season. We were in Paris last August, when the first stuff dropped of his first collection, there were lines. I mean, and there's like several stores around Paris. I mean, there were mobs in the Chanel stores, which there aren't mobs in the Chanel stores.
Well, you know what I'm never doing? Standing in line for anything like that.
Well,
I'm just not built that way.
Well,
I'm
I've seen them standing at Hermes for years, but never at Chanel. And of course, I will, but
I'm just standing in line. I'm like, just wait. It's fine. It's just wait. Anyway.
Well, there are people that just really
don't want to wait.
Well, they won't get it. It'll be gone. And it matters to them. But meanwhile, the brand's ambassador roster got major cultural upgrade with in-demand actors Pedro Pascal and Jacob Elordi. I have no idea who these are. Joining the house alongside rising model Babitha
Mandava. Something like that. Pedro
and guess who else? ASAP Rocky.
Your favorite.
Now I know who he is, too. He's married to what's-her-face.
Rihanna. This is Pedro. Look how cute he is.
Oh, I know who he is.
Yeah, you do. He's super cute, too.
He is super cute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
I've seen his ads.
You saw his what?
His ads. Not his ass. I've seen his ads. ADS. We're talking about advertising.
Okay. I was just like.
Okay, guess what? Guess who else is moving up? Dior.
Oh, what are they doing?
Energized by its own celebrity, new creative director Jonathan Anderson entered the list top 20 for the first time, landing at number 3 just behind Saint Laurent in second place, which held the top spot last quarter. Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
These are the guys I grew up with. Uh-huh. And honestly, my mother grew up with Dior and Chanel. Saint Laurent kind of was born in my era.
A little bit later.
You know, I was one of the first people to model Saint Laurent for Saks when I was like 19 years old. So it's, you know, my mother wore it, but it wasn't out of the war stuff.
Yes.
Like the others.
So what should we continue to watch this space?
Well, here's something else exciting.
What?
Pop culture drove an unexpected surge elsewhere on the list. The docuseries Love Story, John F. Kennedy and Jr. and Carolyn Bessette drove a 43% spike in searches for Calvin Klein and the Kangol Tropic 504 flat cap featured in the show, ranked 10th among
people are hottest so prop. Easily influenced. Anyway,
well, if you watched, this is one interesting thing. So I did watch. Did you watch the
of
series?
Of course not.
Oh, it's really good. I mean, it's
I
good.
Know the story.
It's worth. Yeah, you do. But the thing is,
what made it? worth it.
Well, for me, I realized that she dressed like I've always dressed. Everything's black and white.
Yeah, that's why I don't need to.
There's like, hello. Yeah. There's nothing, you know, exactly. There's nothing new on earth, uh-huh. You know. I uh-huh. love my first, one of my favorite.
It's nothing revolutionary. Yeah.
There's really no new design.
After the leaf.
Yeah. That's what I said. The first designer was God. He did the leaf. It's all been a variation since.
It's been a variation of the leaf. No, but
adaptation, variation.
I just think it's like she wore monochromatic, streamlined, or like you said, black and white. I'm like, that's not new, folks. But people are just like, ridiculous. Anyway.
Let's talk about beauty because I love this article.
Okay, so
the only person who's ever done my makeup in Houston really is Edward Sanchez.
Okay, so Edward Sanchez, who's a Houston-based makeup artist, says that spring 2026, which we are in right now, is all about doing less but looking better. What do you love about this?
Not a lot.
So here's the shift. So you
however
might recall,
the eyelash thing, I you know,
well, but
he's
here's
been
the
doing
thing.
A long
so
time.
Back, you know, it used to be the shift is clear. So it was this heavy contour, dramatic lashes, you know, they're like, you're about to fly away.
Well, the lashes thing has gone a little far.
Well, it's over now. That's what he's saying. He's like, no, like your own lashes and what's in now is your own skin that is well cared for. And not all of this sort of overdone, overproduced, overbaked look. So I think that's right. So, for example, swapping heavy foundations for hyaluronic acids and creamy blushes, just anything that is softer, looks healthier versus that so done look.
Yeah, I've never used foundation, so that's a good thing for me.
But a lot of people did because there was like this look of like
that almost airbrushed.
And that's over with. So the interesting thing is the eyebrow rule book has officially been rewritten. So there's no more one size fits all for artists. I never thought there was, but okay. And so it's all about enhancing what you naturally have. So subtle shaping, light tinting, etc. versus, again, sort of this overdone look.
And go get some stuff that grows your eyebrows, he said.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've overplucked.
Right. So I think that this is great. So this effort, okay, what it's called is effortless but polished, is a look Houston women have always understood, to your point. And this season's trend is finally catching up with the vibes that the city has been living all along.
So there you thanks, go. Edward. If you want to come on and talk more about it, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, no,
but
think
you have to do us before you come.
I think this is great, though. On. I mean, I magical. Oh my god! You just can't help yourself, can you?
You can't help yourself. You're the one interpreting.
No. Am I? So why are you laughing? I'm just looking at you. I like your earrings. I'm just looking at you. And you're falling to pieces over here.
Phrasing.
Uh-huh. You see what I mean? You see why we need a parliamentarian? Like, did you just say that on the air?
I don't know. Is it going to be on the air?
Yeah, it's going to be on the air. Because Magical like thinks it's great. We should play
Come
Do Me,
Our
Baby.
Makeup, Edward.
Belle Biv DeVoe, Do Me Baby. We should play that as our outro because that's what lovely.
Of course, I don't know it.
Yo, but you're dancing to it right now. You're all like,
because I'm easy. I'm sorry. I'm in a roll.
Okay, let's stop. Okay, so.
Okay, what do we want you to do? Because we're out of here. We want you to be bold.
Not more than you are already right now.
What do you want after there? Be bold.
We want you to be elegant. We want you to stay fit.
No, stay focused.
Please, stay fit.
Stay fabulous. Everybody can be fabulous.
Everyone
so
can be fabulous. And what did our friend Sherry say at the walkabout? And you shouldn't accept anything less. But living a fabulous life.
I couldn't agree more.
Right? Yeah. So good. And I'm going to work with Lovely on what's appropriate to say on the radio. And we'll be back next week, folks.
Yeah, count on that. Bye.
Bye. You can do me when you want to do me.
Do you love listening to Siobhana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.